This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. 2.2 million children to receive vitamin A supplements this weekend. Birganj, which saw communal violence last week, returning to normalcy. And U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and top diplomat Marco Rubio to hold talks with European counterparts in Paris today. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has announced that approximately 2.2 million children will receive vitamin A supplements this Saturday and Sunday under the National Vitamin A Program. The ministry stated that children aged 6 months to 59 months will be given vitamin A capsules. On the same day, about 1.9 million children aged 1 to 5 years will receive deworming medicine. The ministry added that the children will also be screened for malnutrition. Around 52,000 female community health workers and 15,000 health workers will be mobilized for the program. The government noted that the vitamin A program, started in 1993 in 8 districts, has been implemented nationwide since the year 2002. Similarly, the deworming program, launched in 1999 in 13 districts, has been nationwide since 2010. The ministry confirmed that vitamin A and deworming medicines are provided free to children every October and April. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has made preparations for implementing a system that archives as well as provides all details related to health of the citizens. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel said the ministry decided to implement an integrated digital medical system to bring all digital medical details into a single system. The ministry has already started preparation to create a unique health ID, incorporating all health details of the individuals. Making a ministry-level decision yesterday, Minister Paudel decided to form a recommendation committee under the coordination of the Chief of the Quality Measurement and Regulation Division, Dr. Saroj Sarma. Tensions between two communities during the Hanuman Jayanti procession in Birganj metropolitan area have gradually subsided. The situation in Birganj is returning to normalcy with the efforts of the local administration, political parties and every sector of the society to maintain social and communal harmony. During yesterday's all-party meeting, people from different social sectors, the chairpersons of all 32 wards of Birganj metropolitan city, religious organizations, Birganj Chamber of Commerce and Industry, civil society and other areas were requested to maintain social harmony in Birganj. Chief District Officer Ganesh Arial said the situation in Birganj was returning to normalcy due to the support and goodwill from all sides, stating that efforts were underway to bring Birganj back to the pre-April 12 situation. He said the ban on rallies and demonstrations would be lifted very soon. A clean-up campaign kicked off yesterday at the Nepal-China-Korala border, located at 4,610 meters above the sea level. It was organized by 5 rural municipalities of Mustang District. The initiative targets cleaning religious and tourist sites, tackling climate crisis, reducing environmental pollution, and raising public awareness. The third edition of the Buddhist International Travel Mart is set to take place from the 24th of May. The Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents is hosting the event in order to promote tourism, especially religious tourism. According to the association, the inaugural ceremony of the Mart will be held in Kathmandu on 24th and 25th of May, while the business-to-business session, farm trip, networking dinner and closing will take place in Lumini on the 26th of May. As many as 150 buyers and more than 60 national and international sailors that are interested in international Buddhist tourism are expected to participate in the event. More than 1,100 visitors from major Buddhist countries including India, China, Bhutan, Myanmar, Thailand, Malaysia and Sri Lanka will attend the Mart. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and top diplomat Marco Rubio will hold talks with European counterparts in Paris today to discuss efforts to end the war in Ukraine. According to the BBC, the talks, which UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy will also attend, form the highest level of transatlantic engagement about the war since February. In recent months, the US government has not exactly rushed to consult its European allies. Today's meeting are significant for their happening. If nothing else, Witkoff and Rubio will see French President Emmanuel Macron and his team. The US Secretary of State will then hold talks with Lamy, along with French and German counterparts. European national security advisers will also be involved. The US State Department said the focus would be now on how to end fighting in Ukraine, and Witkoff would report on his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. European diplomats said they would urge the US to put more pressure on Russia to agree on unconditional ceasefire. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said it will pay no attention to United States President Donald Trump's tariff numbers game after the White House suggested Chinese exports are facing tariffs of up to 245%. The White House disclosed the latest tariff rates in a fact sheet earlier this week. According to Al Jazeera, Beijing's remarks on Thursday echoed those made last week by Ministry of Finance, which described Trump's escalating tariffs as a joke because they no longer have any economic significance. China's tariffs on U.S. goods stand at 125%, but Beijing has also taken other non-tariff punitive measures, including limiting the release of Hollywood films. Economists have said that Trump's tariff, if not eased, will bring a halt to most trade between the United States and China due to the exuberant rise in the cost. The World Trade Organization on Wednesday said the volume of global trade is expected to decline by 0.2% in the year 2025 under current conditions, or nearly 3 percentage points lower than a low tariff baseline scenario. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country and a few places of the rest of the country. Moderate to heavy rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, with this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. $2.2 million children to receive vitamin A supplements this weekend. Birganj, which saw communal violence last week, returning to normalcy. And U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and top diplomat Marco Rubio to hold talks with European counterparts in Paris today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.